the one most important thing that unlocks your breakthrough. We talk to many, many people from all different walks of life, different seasons of life, different ages. But I've started to see a trend, and I'm sure you have too.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The average person thinks 60,000 thoughts per day. Mm-hmm. 80% are habitual. 95% are negative.
Mm-hmm. You cannot outthink bad thoughts. Mm. You have to speak to them. Okay, if you are stuck and if you're needing breakthrough, this is the one podcast that you are not going to want to miss, because we are going to be talking about the one key, yes, the one key that unlocks your breakthrough. And it might not be what you think. People identify with all sorts of things, but what are you identifying as, or what are you identifying with? Stick around and find out what you should be identifying with. Hey, so I'm Pastor Heather Perdue, and this is Pastor Aaron, and we are going to dive right into this topic today. We're going to be talking about the one thing, the one most important thing that unlocks your breakthrough, and I cannot wait. It seems like we have, we're pastors, so we talk to many, many people from all different walks of life, different seasons of life, different ages. But I've started to see a trend, and I'm sure you have too, in helping people. I'm always pointing them back to one thing. Mm-hmm. Are you? Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to say yet?
I like what you're going to say. Because we talked about, is this just one of the things that unlocks breakthrough? Or is this the one thing? And you said this is the one thing.
I believe it's the one thing.
That can help anybody in any situation, mm-hmm. whether it be a relational situation, financial, physical situation. You said this is, and I think you're right. This is the one thing to unlock breakthrough.
He thinks I'm right, y'all. So,
and it's true.
That's pretty
important. There's a lot of believers too. You know, we have victory in Christ, but a lot of believers aren't walking in the fullness of that victory.
You have to know.
You have, and the way you think. Yeah. I know you're gonna just be very blunt about the one thing, but. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Yeah. So if you think you're defeated, you will be defeated.
Yeah, you will be defeated, yeah. And this all leads me to the very first scripture reference that I have down here, and it's Hosea 4:6. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And yes, there is a devil out there, and yes, the word says that he roams around as a lion, seeking whom he may devour, mm-hmm. but... the thing is, we are already, we've already been made victorious in Christ. Mm-hmm. And, so the thing is, the devil isn't the one, he's not the one responsible for all the bad things. Mm-hmm. Ignorance is a lot of it.
Yeah. Just not knowing.
Right. Ignorance just means unlearned. It doesn't mean that you're dumb. Yes. Being ignorant does not mean that you're dumb. Doesn't mean that you can't learn. Mm-hmm. It just simply means that you don't know what you have. Mm-hmm. Some of us do not know what we have, and that's a lot
of
the problem.
Someone told you that you grew up in the state of Tennessee, lived there most of your life till you moved here 7 or 8 years ago, but someone told you you should go to the state of Tennessee and see if there's unclaimed property in your name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Unclaimed monies in your name. So you didn't even know that this money
existed. Nope.
It was hundreds of dollars. It's almost $1,000, I think.
The reason why I can't really remember is because you go to this website, unclaimed property. I think Colorado has it too.
Oh, yeah, I checked for you.
You don't have
any. No, I know.
I was going to claim that
I'm
property
a Purdue,
for you.
I know where every
you
penny
know where
is
all and... your pennies are. So what it is that there's this website, unclaimed property, and say you overpaid for a medical bill. In my case, I had overpaid for some medical. Maybe they overcharged me for some doctor visit of his. It was like $300.
That's refund you and
yeah, and they had to refund me, and they couldn't find me, or maybe they sent the money through the mail and it got returned to them, and they couldn't find me. So. I had some from like a car insurance,
like a rebate.
Yeah, like little, it was like these little things, but they all added up. Mm-hmm. And so you go in there, you submit your information, and the state of Tennessee issues you a check, mm-hmm. which is pretty crazy. And also extremely relevant.
Because if you don't know, you have it.
If you don't know, you have it.
It just sits there.
It just sits there.
Unclaimed.
Unclaimed.
Property.
That's really interesting,
isn't it? You can't spend it.
Yeah. So we got to know what we have as believers, because nothing irks me more. And I can't, if it bothers me this much, I can't imagine how much it bothers God to see his children just walk around being defeated by the devil. You know, and bad things do happen that are out of our control. Like if somebody walked up to me and shot me, like I obviously can't control that. But there are a lot of things that people can control, the majority of them. And so I'm just going to dive right in. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Ephesians 1, 16 through 23. I absolutely love this passage of scripture. And if you're unaware, Paul prays this for believers.
I used to avoid, like in college, going to prayer meetings.
Yeah.
Ugh. Because most believers don't know how to pray.
No, they don't.
And when they pray, it reflects how they really view God, how they really relate to God. And people often pray very Old Testament kind of prayers, like before the cross type of prayers. But the cross happened.
Yeah, there are many.
The resurrection happened. And these prayers, Paul's prayers, it's actually important for every believer to do a study on the prayers of Paul.
Yeah.
And this is a great prayer of Paul here in Ephesians 1. And it's very different than your typical.
Yeah. And we're going to explain it to you in a way that you can understand it. Because I had read through this several times and I just didn't understand it. It didn't click. But one day, a teacher taught this that I love to listen to. And when she taught it, I was like, oh my gosh. But the funny thing is that I had heard Kenneth E. Hagin said that you should pray this over yourself if you want revelation from the Word of God. Yeah, you should. And then Pastor Mark Hankins, same thing, says that you should pray this for yourself. You should pray it every single day, write it on a card, pray it every single day. And I was praying it, and I didn't even really understand what it all meant, but I know that the Word's powerful, so I'm going to do it. But then I heard this one teacher teach on it, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so important.
The number one key to unlock your breakthrough.
Yes, the number one key. So I'm just going to read this scripture. Do not see, Paul was saying this, I'm kind of
you start
breaking
15.
Off the beginning of it, but I'm going to start where?
Verse 15.
You're going to
start
it 15.
Up, yeah.
Go ahead. Why don't you do
Ephesians it? Ephesians 1:15, starting here, it says, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And this is what he prayed.
Yeah.
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
Okay, wait, let's stop right there. Oh, well, go ahead.
Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Yes. Okay. There's so much there.
But that is not a loser kind of prayer.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And you
I just said something, you know, I preached a few weeks ago on a Sunday morning and our social media team took a little clip of my message. I just said, Jesus wants you to win.
Yeah.
And someone had a complete meltdown about that, just saying, Jesus never said I came for you to win. And I looked this guy up and
he literally died on the cross to give you authority, to make you victorious.
I didn't even argue with that.
I know, but it just.
Yeah. I usually, anyways, but like it was just the dumbest thing. Like, this guy just wants to be a loser in life. Well, congratulations, you can be a loser.
Yeah,
but I'm going to be a winner, and I'm gonna believe what the Bible says, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to pray it, and it's working in my life.
It makes you wonder if people like that have ever really suffered any type of major loss in their life. Because I feel like if you've ever been robbed from, if you've ever dealt with like a major like death in your family or just loss, if you've ever suffered like major financial loss or whatever, it's not fun being ripped off. It's not fun being stolen from. I don't understand how people can just want to be.
Or just seeing someone you love just suffer.
Yeah. No, there's a better way. So, okay, don't.
Anyways,
don't get me started.
This is an awesome prayer, though. I was getting fired up just reading that.
I know.
Because that is not a loser.
No, it's not. So this is the one thing you have to know. The one thing that unlocks your victory, your breakthrough, is who you are in Christ.
Knowing
who you are in Christ. Because whether you know it or not,
when
Jesus died
and
you believed on him, you became one with Christ.
Yeah. And you have to have the mind of Christ.
You do have it.
Yeah. And you have to flow in it and operate
you
in
have
it
to
and
want
recognize
to.
What it is.
So verse 18, you have to know who you are in Christ, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. That's talking about who you are in Christ. Number two, you have to know all that belongs to you because you're in Christ. And that's also in verse 18, that you may know what are the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. That's what belongs to you. What belongs to you when you're found in Christ, when you find yourself in Christ. And number three, what you can do because you are in Christ. And that's in verse 19, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. So the things that you have to know is that there is a power and it is toward you when you're a believer. That means it's for you.
I like the number one thing that you put there was that know who they are in Christ. That's talking about identity.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Your identity has to be in Christ before anything else. A lot of people identify with what's in their bank account or identify with their job or identify with their relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's or identify with their race or their, you know.
People identify with all different types of
even,
weird
even,
things,
you
but
know,
they
really,
just refuse to identify with who they are in Christ, which baffles me.
But that has to be at the priority of it. You know, I know I'm a man. I know I'm a pastor. I know I play the flute. I know I'm a musician. I know, you know, it's in my bank account. But that.
But do you know that you're in Christ, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what matters.
Who you actually are in Christ.
Mm-hmm. Because you're going to live differently.
You know, I know my ancestry. I know I'm redheaded. I know, you know. I know what foods I like to eat, what kind of music, but who am I in Christ?
Mm-hmm. Who are you in Christ?
You know, like, I remember we were talking to someone. I'm 38 right now. You're 40. We're talking to a young woman that you mentor, who's a friend of ours, who's 20.
Yeah.
And we're talking about when Facebook first came out.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the olden days
I
think it's, you know, like 2005. But I remember on there, like, they had, like, an About Me section. And you had, like, your favorite quotes, your favorite movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's all, like, things that people identify, you know, your occupation, where you went to high school, what town you live in.
Yeah.
You know, these are kind of identifying type things.
Yes.
And people are, you know, really into those kind of things. But the main thing that your identity needs to be in is who you are in Christ.
Yeah. Like you're seated in Christ.
Yeah.
In heavenly places, far above all principality and power. Mm-hmm. And we have dominion. We have authority. And these are things you find out when you study out who you are in Christ. Mm-hmm. You can just go through the epistles and underline everywhere, every time it says in Christ, and you'll start finding out who you are. And I was trying to look through, I used to have saved in my phone a bunch of scriptures that was all the in Christ scriptures, but maybe we'll try to find those for you and put them in the description below. So I think that would be very helpful. And a lot of people have problems, and it all goes back, the root of it is identity. Mm-hmm. They just need to know who they are. When I started praying this over myself, I had a major change in my attitude toward those around me. I started realizing, like, when you would say something to me and I wouldn't just get, like, snippy, and I know I'm not perfect at it, please don't be trying to judge me in front of all these people, but there are times when, like, you'll say something or the kids will say something, and in my brain, I will think something negative, but I won't say it. And
like,
I'm like,
you know, what are we going to have for dinner? Like, what do you mean? Like,
what do you mean? What about dinner? I'm still trying to get this house picked up. Yeah, like just little things like that. I see some change going on in my life. And it's funny because I didn't try to make the change happen. Mm. It just happens all on its own. Mm-hmm. And there is, you know, when it comes to sickness lately, I've, you know, being a minister, we pray for a lot of people that are sick, and we try to minister to a lot of people that are sick. But sometimes I'm seeing the root of it, and it's not as natural as one might think. Mm-hmm. And it's actually more of a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when my grandmother was sick, she was sick for a little while. She had emphysema. But, you know, even before that, my mom says that, I hope this is okay for me to share. If not, I'll just ask forgiveness later. I don't think it's bad. But she dealt with a lot of things in her life. And it kind of made her, I would say, a little bit bitter. And she just got to where she would, and she wasn't mean to me. Mm. She just, you could tell, she just wasn't happy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it was sad. It wasn't, she wasn't mean or anything like that. So when I say bitter, it was just more of like a sorrow, like a sad. I'm sure she dealt with some fear. But she, toward the end of her life, she just got to where she would just sit in front of the TV and watch CNN and football. And she would just sit in her recliner and just sit there all day and watch. And you could just see a slow, steady decline. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
I've kind of noticed that even some non-believers have kind of figured out to live a long time, like you shouldn't get so worked up about things. You have to let things go.
Dick Van Dyke was on. Yeah. Did you see that? Is that what you're about to talk about?
He's one of the clips I saw. Yeah, Dick Van. And I saw another comedian too. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
And he said that, what did he say?
A centenarian. He's 100.
Yeah, but he said something like he saw his dad.
How his dad died in his 70s, which isn't.
That's not that.
I want to say that's young, but he thought it was young, but he said his dad would just get worked up all the time, worked up about, you know, politics, worked up about the economy, worked up about this and that, just really get worked up. Mm-hmm. And he just said that kind of sucks life out of you.
Yes. And you know what? Here's the thing. We are inundated with just all types of negativity everywhere. You have to actively shut it off. Mm-hmm. You have to actively unplug. If you don't, you're not gonna find out who you are in Christ by getting on Instagram, YouTube. So I mean, unless you're watching Christian teachings, you're gonna find out who you are in Christ. But if you're watching a lot of things that are sucking you dry, you can't expect to have a prosperous life. But going back to the sickness thing that I was talking about. A lot of sickness is actually rooted in fear, anxiety, depression, bitterness, all those negative things. And a lot of people are sick and they don't realize that their focus has been in the wrong place for years. And by the time they find it out, they're like on their way out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's sad. And that was the whole premise for this teaching, was that we're tired of seeing believers fall for, you know, the lies of the devil, get sucked into strife, get sucked into negativity and depression and anxiety and fear. I'm sick of it. Are you sick of it? Mm-hmm. I'm ready to see the body of Christ find out who they are and find out what they have, find out their authority. And when you know who you are in Christ, then that means you're going to have all of your faith in God. He's your supplier. You're not going to get worked up, and you're going to live to a ripe old age, and you're going to be happy and joyful and have a good life, right?
Yeah. I saw another video of another comedian. He's like in his 90s, and he was on like one of the late night shows or whatever. But he's in his 90s, and he's like smoking a cigar, which I'm not vouching for smoking or whatever. But the guy asked him, like, I think he's 93, and the host asked him, like, how many cigars
do you smoke a day or something?
Yeah, it's like 20 cigars. And he's
oh
like,
oh my God.
So what does your doctor say about that? And he said, my doctor is dead. Like, he didn't miss a beat, but like, he's just someone just full of life.
Who was that?
I don't even know the name of the guy, but it was just really funny what his response. And,
So Yeah, when you're going through a test of any kind, you have to get God's wisdom on the matter, mm-hmm. right? Faith is not, there's not a cookie cutter way out of your breakthrough, to your breakthrough. There's not a formula that you can follow. Mm-hmm. There's not, it's not you saying all the right things, doing all the right things. It's not you trying to get off sugar or quit carbs. Mm-hmm. It's all wrapped up in the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is knowing who you are in Christ. Mm-hmm. And really that's just it. It's knowing him, and he'll give you little steps to take. He'll also reveal to you things in your life that you may need to cut out, relationships that you may need to cut out, mm-hmm. right?
Even certain things you're doing with your time you need to cut out.
Yeah.
You know, even God showed me I need to delate social media off my phone. I'll check
Hallelujah,
things.
Hallelujah, don't we all?
Yeah, I'll check things on my computer, but like right now I don't have it on my phone, so it's just not there for me to get sucked into negativity or what's going on in the news or politics or comparison.
Yeah.
You know, who my age is doing what, or you know, what minister is doing this or that, or should I be doing that? Like, I can just focus on on my family, focus on God.
Yes, I'm going to give them I'm going to give you guys a really practical way to work this. I'm going to give you a really practical way to work this in your life. By giving you an example of something that happened to me and Ada. I feel like I have a lot of stories about Ada. So
you guys are, she's your mini me.
She's my mini me. And you know what? If I'm hanging out with anybody, I'm hanging out with Ada Purdue. She's just my sidekick. It's just me and her. So Ada has had, this child has dealt with eczema her whole life for 5 years. We have dealt with eczema. It has been the bane of my existence.
The thorn in my flesh.
Like, yes. And right when you think it's going to go away, it would come back. But and not only that, after I've kind of got that under control, right? And I'm praying over it. I'm doing all the things. And I'm like, I don't know what else to do. I'm praying. And God said, just stop worrying about it. Mm. Just give it up to me. Just don't worry about it anymore. It's not going to be forever. Just keep blessing her. When you put her lotion on at night, say, Ada, your skin's blessed. Mommy loves you, you know. And just go on with your day. Don't let it rob your joy, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And when you're in joy, you're in the presence of God. And when you're in the presence of God, he's going to give you wisdom. So, but not only had we been dealing with that, then she started getting these little bumps on her leg. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. So she got these little bumps on her leg, and it's just a little viral thing, but it can last like up to a year to 2 years or whatever. So Google said, don't Google stuff.
Every night, yeah.
I've learned a lot. Everything that I'm teaching you right now, I've learned by experience, but so you don't have to learn it by experience. So anyway.
There's certain things you grow into.
No, I'm not done. I'm not done. So anyway, so she started getting these little bumps. Then they would clear up in one spot. Then they would travel to her arm, and then they'd be back on her leg, then back on her arm, then back on her leg, and forever. And it was terrible, but it didn't seem to bug her too bad. She's still running around having a good time. And then God told me the same thing. Just give it to me. Quit trying to fix it yourself. So I did. So we just went to Miami for Thanksgiving. So that's been like, 2 weeks ago, a week ago. And right before that is when I just said, you know what? I'm done dealing with this. And she had it all broke out on the inside of her legs. It was terrible. And so I just quit worrying about it. But then all of a sudden, I know it was God. God gave me the wisdom to stop giving her baths and just let her have a shower. And I want you to know, within, I think she has been healed of it. I mean, I haven't seen any trace of it since. And she has no spots, none of that. It's all gone. And so what I'm trying to tell you is, when you have to quit making much of the problem, quit stressing out over the problem, and just start digging into the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Start praying these prayers, and then exactly what happened to Pastor Aaron will start happening to you. You'll start getting fired up, and you'll be like, I don't have to take this. Mm-hmm. I'm victorious. Everything I touch my hand to is blessed, right? Mm-hmm. Every time you put a watch on your wrist, you sell it. Mm-hmm. That's happened recently, right?
All the time.
For years.
All the time, yeah.
for years. So this is the key to your breakthrough. The number one key to your breakthrough.
It's true.
I don't have much else to say about this. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, it's really true. And it'll cause you to say things like, hey, Jesus wants you to win in life.
He does want you to win.
And the watch thing, you know, some people know I as a hobby and just side business, I buy and sell high-end
watches. Because you like watches, and you're not going to pay full price because only Gentiles
pay full price. I did it. God kind of led me to it when I was in college, and I was able to pay off all my student loans doing that. And, you know, when you and Fisher came into my life, I started doing it again, but I did even higher-end watches because I didn't want to spend so much time doing it, so I'm going to buy some pretty high-end stuff.
Yeah, and you bought them, and you thought, man, I'll just sell a few of these, and I won't be so busy.
And it's
and
done
now
well,
you
but
are.
It's another idea. If I have a watch that I need to sell or I want to sell, I'll wear it.
Yeah.
And when I wear it, it'll sell pretty quickly because and I believe the Bible to be very literal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. This is part of the blessing.
It is.
It says, "Whatever your hand touches, is blessed."
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that to be literal. So I put stuff in my hands. I put something on my wrist, and it's blessed. And it's just Bible.
Yeah. I love, sometimes too, when you're dealing with stuff, you try to figure it out in your mind, but your mind is for the natural realm. Like you want to use your mind for crossing the street. Like, is there a car coming? Let me see. But you don't want to use your mind with faith. You want to renew your mind by the word of God. You want to get your mind lined up to what God's word says.
Yeah. Well, and the Bible goes beyond the human mind.
It does.
It goes far beyond. And just like your eyes have limitations, you can only see so far before you need binoculars or glasses or a telescope. Like your mind also has limitations. So it's good to use your mind. It's good to use your eyes, but also realize that there are limitations to your understanding. And I love this prayer here because he talks about the spirit of wisdom.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual thing. So you can actually have a low IQ and still flow in this thing that God has for you. It's not a natural wisdom, not a natural understanding, not natural knowledge. It's a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what God showed me from this, is that wisdom from God. And in Jesus, He's the source of all wisdom.
Yes.
Wisdom leads to power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He talks about wisdom, that spirit of wisdom in verse 17, but by the time He gets to verse 19, this is why some of these prayers of Paul throw people off, because it's like one giant sentence.
Yeah.
But it all leads and leads and leads and leads, but it leads to the greatness of His power, the exceeding greatness of His power. Wisdom from God leads to His power.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, that they don't fully trust Scripture, fully believe all the promises, is because they deny the power thereof.
Yeah.
They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. They're actually denying the wisdom that comes from God and the revelation that comes from God and that understanding, that these spiritual things that come from God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it chops off that flow of that exceeding greatness of His power towards us who believe.
I love talking about the power of God. Mm-hmm. And I especially love that this says, according to the working of His mighty power, which He worked in Christ when He raised Him from the dead.
Mm.
He doesn't talk about the power that multiplied the loaves and fish, the multiplication power.
Mm.
He doesn't talk about healing power. He talks about the power that raised Christ, resurrection power. That's what He referenced here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in the vein of nothing is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is impossible. It's not limited. God's power is not limited. It exceeds far beyond any other power, demonic power, human power, you know, because we have will, but it exceeds all of that.
All principality,
it's the greatest power that ever was.
And,
and when you sit around and you think about that and you meditate on that, instead of your problem, wow. I will start laughing like Rich Phipps did when he got prayed over. Was that in the last episode we talked about that?
Yeah.
Our friend got diagnosed with cancer and they prayed for him in a room here at the church, and he fell over and started laughing because he was just moved by the power of God. Like, nothing is impossible.
He's just laughing at all the lies and the torment. Yes. And, you know, like,
and he got healed. Yeah. He was miraculously healed of cancer. No more cancer, is completely gone. Like, that's the power of God, folks. You got lots of breakthrough coming your way. Mm-hmm. Lots of breakthrough.
And I want to say this, too, as we're kind of wrapping things up here. But just like there is a spirit of wisdom, there are spirits that don't come from God.
There are.
You know, and I love this verse. You've quoted it many times.
You've taught this
to both of our children at a young age. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, power, love, and sound mind, in context, there's a spirit behind it. There's a spirit of power. There is a spirit of love. And there is the spirit. You can be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
You don't have to be crazy.
The spirit of a sound mind.
That's right.
So, you know, recognize what the spirit is behind how you're thinking.
Yeah, recognize when you're being tormented.
Yeah.
Recognize when you're, you know, when you get suicidal thoughts, that's not God. That's
just anxious thoughts
or
depressed thoughts. And
you know, I love what Nancy Dufresne says. I love Nancy Dufresne. I love what she says. She says, you cannot outthink bad thoughts. Mm. You have to speak to them. You have to answer them. Mm-hmm. Just like Jesus did when he was tempted in the wilderness. You know, we just talked about that last episode. And that's what he did to the devil. And if Jesus had to do it, we have to do it. Mm-hmm. And you can't just sit around here being miserable trying to weed out bad thoughts by trying to think good thoughts. That's just not the way that it works.
Actually, I've mentioned this before. I don't know if I mentioned this on our podcast, but I came across this study done by the Cleveland Clinic on the thought life and how, you know, the average person thinks 60,000 thoughts per day. Mm-hmm. And of those 60,000 thoughts, 80% are habitual. So they're just thoughts.
The same thoughts
just,
over and over.
Yeah, just on cycle, on loop. And of those thoughts, 95% are negative. Mm. So, like, basically people are going around and another 60,000 thoughts, 80% of them are negative and just habitual. Like, I'm so tired, I'm so ugly, you know. And you just can't, you have to start answering it.
You have to. And what does that look like? That means when you start getting these bad thoughts, you say, no. Mm-hmm. No, sir. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but I take unto me a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. Mm. I do not have a crazy mind. I have a sound mind, a mind that's at peace, a mind that's blessed, a mind that's prosperous. I'm creative. Mm. I'm bold. I'm beautiful. God loves me. I mean, you could just go on and on and on. You have to literally say these things out of your mouth. Mm-hmm. Nothing is impossible for me.
You can say, I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ. That's right.
That way God can instruct me.
Yes. That's right. I mean, we could sit around here and here's the thing. We can talk to you all day long until we're blue in the face, but you got to start doing it yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want breakthrough in your life in any area, you have to do this one thing.
And sometimes you have to stir yourself up,
you
too.
You do.
You need to say these things over yourself, speak them over yourself. Mm-hmm. Believe it. You can't just expect other people to spoon feed your identity to you.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Your thought life to you. You have to take some things in your own. You know, too many people are just waiting around for the angel to move on the pool. And
yeah, but not these people that are watching. These people that are watching right now are being motivated. And if they already know who they are in Christ, they're going to share this with somebody who needs to know who they are in Christ. And they're going to go out and lay hands on the sick. Mm-hmm. That's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And they're going to see him recover. Amen. This was really good.
It was really good.
This was fun.
Awesome.
This really flew by too, I think. Okay, well, there's so much more we could say. There's so much more we could say, but you know what? There's always going to be another podcast that you can listen to. YouTube is going to suggest some other topics that you can watch on this episode. So be sure to click one of those. I'm sure it's going to bless you. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to this channel. We would love for you to stick around and turn those notifications on. And until next time, we will see you soon.